Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences.
The following is something that you need to hear if you want to make some serious change. Seriously, everybody out there, even people who seem worst, awful, past the point of no return. See the change for the past, be the change for the future. That's our show. You are listening to Seeing the Change from the Past, Being the Change from the Future. I'm Ghost Talk Dude, and on the other side of this line is Organic OK.
Well, this is Comedian Organic OK, and everyone, just give the consideration that you truly deserve. We're here to be the actual signature behind the greatness in the actual path, being the connection to the future that allow that vibration level to hit and be a tribute to your ability to allow the history to move through you and be a part of us taking that journey on up in the future. Thank you. Thank my co-host, Talk Dude. Thank you for participating in this show. And I'd like to announce some very connecting to the people. This show today is to not just tune in, but be part of the frequency level that we truly need to move on in our path, to move us through the oppositions that come up on our path to not necessarily help us to succeed. Now, Talk Dude, how your day going?
It's going okay. It's okay. So many things. There was a bit of a struggle. I want to say something. I've been struggling myself. Now, I'll make some change with this. I was fatigued. I went to bed kind of late last night, and I woke up really early, practiced basically going back to sleep and whatnot. And then I've been sleeping fervently. Now, I want to make some changes in my life. I don't want to basically be so fatigued. You know, so when you get older, all you want to do is sleep a lot of the time. Especially the way you just want to take a nap to rest. You just want to be asleep. I mean, I don't want to basically have this fatigue holding me down anymore, stopping me from living my life to the fullest.
All right. Okay. Well, one of the things that happens to a lot of people is when you try to go about changing habits that you have no familiar idea of how you got into those things. They can be time consuming because you're not necessarily pinpointing where to start from. You know that you've been using a lot of time, trying to just, hit things in place. A lot of those times that you have not been responsible and seeing how these things just fall out of control more and more and more. And to go back over those things takes time because you're just dealing those things in one moment. It isn't just one moment to go through those things. What are you doing? The background is just the background noise. Yeah, this is Comedian Organic OK, and you're on a show. It's called Seeing the Change from the Past,
Being the Change for the Future. So we're going to do it in sync, side by side. That's what we're all about. Because once again, listen, I want everybody out there to basically realize that, really, they can help make change. They can help make history. I wish they'd take the first step. Please, call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. You always got to dial like a 1 now before. I mean, the 1 used to be implied, but it matters. It's important.
Is there anything else you'd like to add to the show?
Okay. You can be part of history. You can help make deep footprints, make the change. You can do that. Honestly, then take the second one. Okay, but first of all, take that first step. It all begins with one step. take it. I encourage everyone, call in. It can happen. It's a real thing. It's out there. It's right there in front of you. You want it? Take it. Take the shot. I wish someone would call in. I want to know that somebody out there is listening. And you know what? It would be a bit more of a show if this wasn't just a two-person call, but a three-way.
Hey, stop taking it upon yourself to give everyone this kind of frequency that sounds like some loud pitch. EPA. I said EPA. So anyway, the point I'm making, you're making this frequency so high that it's starting to pitch and squeak. Okay? If no one's calling, I mean, what can I say? You know? It's responsibility to manage people's personalities, people's. You ever seen somebody you're managing and you're seeing the chaotic things are going on and you're trying to stay focused, but they're distracting you? Imagine having tons and tons of people. You don't think that responsibility, it starts from within?
Yeah.
So responsible as you're doing yourself some justice. That's the justice you. That's the responsibility that really you need to be concerned about. As you, presenting yourself, these things that I'm doing, or helping yourself, you want to start seeing how these things truly. Once someone listens, you'll be responsible enough to understand it needs to be within your team that is allowing you, sir. You know, the noise you're doing on your phone is making the phone. Okay, now you must take that time to reflect. Stop doing that.
Stop doing what?
Whatever you're doing over there, stop it.
Just a little heavy breathing.
Stop it. That's the point. Everyone, you must understand. Having someone that undermines you for their own selfish greed is just as bad as evil intentionally following you, stalking you. He's so caught up in his own selfish caring, he's not even thinking about it. He's destroying everyone's happiness. It's like he's cross-contaminating happiness with frustrated fear. You have to understand happiness shouldn't have to be so trial and tribulating, miserable. Just let happiness exist. Stop making happiness have to feel so confident. Happiness should be a natural element, organic experiencing. Talk, dude.
Yeah.
Use words to say expression, but try to keep down your voice as it messes up the frequency of the sound.
What do you want me to do exactly?
You're doing it. Talk.
Okay, fine. I think personally, everybody out there has that untapped potential. I think the world needs real heroes to go out there and move those mountains. I think it needs to happen. I think it's need to happen for some time. I think
you almost make it seem like a fairy tale. The way you're trying to express the ability. It's almost like you're trying. It's like, you know how you heard this before. How a woman can be so attractive, throwing so much sexual energy out there, and you say, "Oh my goodness, this is life sexual traumatizing," because the more she's throwing out there, the less she wants to notice. He's like, "Oh my goodness, if I have to be pit to this anymore, you think in your mind." And she's like, "Why are you just like, you bothered by this? This attract? Oh, this is nothing." You say to yourself, you know, think about that. If someone pit you to so much emotional, it's like it's zapping you, and you got to act like you ain't turned on by this? This man, do you know how much it is for the average woman to really attract the man? It's so many women out there that men not even attracted by, not because the women not attractive. It's the woman that got you so bothered and she's telling you not to feel most attached to that. And trying to make it like you silly for careful. That is the most traumatizing, contaminated experience of a natural space. It's what I'm going to tell you, don't feel mostly connected to something that is so natural. And someone is trying to traumatize you in a natural vibration level. That's the thing. That would be a nightmare to a guy, a young, old. That's a nightmare.
Damn.
Because you don't know what a person built up to get that kind of connection. You're just attracted to, but some women, you don't get that attracted to. Even when you're married to them, really dating them. If someone to go into the infrastructure of your desires and try to rip it out because that's a nightmare. And a woke up disaster.
I don't want to be that disaster. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be the guy who basically is just messed up in general.
You say you don't want to be something that you think you don't have control of it. It's like you always play like the characters that people play on TV programs, so they don't want to do something, and they go and they dig. You take so much energy. You put in so much energy. And you invested it in just being like almost like a homeless, annoying like attachment that just sitting under people's peace, and you just sit there and give them misery and say, I don't want to do this. Like you just gather all the people's things they've traumatized by, and you sit there and just annoy people like all kind of instruments. Like that right there.
Oh, that never happens. And the truth is, I want to basically make big waves, make big footprints. I want the rest of the listeners at home to know they can do the same.
Hey,
a lot of my listening.
He's a co-host on the show, and he's more obligated to annoy people and not be free. You know, why would he be on the show and just give people misery moments? Misery moments. I mean, every day you talk about misery. this is almost becoming a fairy tale of misery.
Fairy tale of misery. Look, it's important to me because I think one of the reasons you picked me was because I'm one of the people who basically isn't really moving ahead like he should, who wants to basically push and who wants to do something really important and heroic, wants to actually live as a hero. You know?
It doesn't matter about you talking negative, spending time speaking negative is boring.
Okay, tell me, what do you think is the first step that everybody out there should take? Be honest.
Oh, we say that all the time, sir. We say that all the time. It's how are we going to say the steps you're going to take when people got different steps. People got different balance in people's lives are not the same needed moment that people enhance that can be truly aligned with them. When people unbalanced is like someone that you ever see a tea kettle with no water, how does it sound?
It whistles loudly.
A tea kettle with no water, how does it whistle?
Oh. Tea kettle with no water in it. Well, I said hot water. No, I don't get it.
It burns, man.
It'll destroy the kettle. It'll destroy the kettle.
It burns. It smells.
45 minutes after the hour, here's 7:45 here on the program. Seeing the change for the past, being the change for the future. Please call in.
get involved. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
Hey, everyone, have you been listening to his voice? I mean, what kind of system is he on? I mean, his system, like one moment his voice is like this, and next moment his voice is sounding like...
Actual radio personality, the way a radio persona should talk, the way a guy should be when he's in radio.
His personality, man, his voice, he got that voice, man. He put that voice together, man. Yeah, that was a good man. Even your delivery, man, I don't know what you've been doing, but keep that up. Yeah, you got on the show, man. It just sounded like you really know what you was doing. But the other thing you're doing, it's like you're trying to muffle the actual sound quality just to be funny.
What are you talking about? All right. Look, even Organic has noticed from me that I've been basically acting a little bit more in better spirits. I've been more on top of things. I've been more aggressive in what I want.
Is that right?
But it's all about basically making personal change, going towards the directions of something. I don't know. You got to personally do just that. You got to, honestly,
okay.
You can move things, move mountains, all that jazz. It can happen. It can really,
yeah.
Truly happen.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Oh, I've been talking a little bit like this too much on all the shows, haven't I? Yeah, that's the problem. And they start to run together. Damn it, too much of the same. It's like seeing a filmmaker and too many of his movies are too similar. Too exact. He repeats himself. That's what I've been doing.
Because you need to rehearse more. Rehearse more, you get more accuracy of what you need to do correctly. Is that right? Yes, everyone, that is right. I got it. Yes, put things together more. Take the time and stop wasting your time. Be happy. As the moments come along to be supply. Fire. Beat it together. Keep it moving. Ooh, you didn't know me. But I know you! Now, take a moment, everyone. Take a moment. Just to ease up off. Gas a little bit. Gotta start the car first. Might flat your engine. Flat the gas. All right, everyone, just take a moment. Everyone, just take a moment. Keep breathing, everyone.
Yeah, I'm doing just that. Take a moment to breathe. Take a moment. The air is free. Deep, slow, long breathing. Now, one of the tricks to breathing, really, is that you have a deep, deep, deep breath. You go in. You don't necessarily push it out. You just relax and let it fall gradually on its own. You can feel your body relaxing more.
You need to do it more often, please. Do it.
Yes, it should be done more often. That's how you do it.
Do it more often. Do it more often. You need it more often. It works. Everyone
needs
to try someone. Try. Now talk to them. They're listening. Come on now.
All right. What to do?
Man, come on, man. You don't know what to do at this point.
Okay, I know what to do at this point. I want to tell everybody out there.
It's getting the point right. Why are you on the show for?
It is possible. You could... Wait, what?
What are you on the show for? You always doubting. Who's the only doubting person on the show all the time?
You can make that change. You can be that absolute change. You can change.
Man.
You can do it. Now, here's the thing. Here's the trick.
No trick.
Take a, Yeah, dude, life is nothing but tricks. The tricks, that's the solution to life. It's all tricks. You know what I'm talking about. What you should do, the first step to overcome. Now, you can. Think of a few little habits in your life you wish you didn't have. Now, how do you cut those out? You can. Before you know it, history is being made. There's a lot of people out there who basically are thinking, how do we make things, how do we make this system better? How do we do all that? You can find a way to do it. You can get involved. You can be a real-life hero, a superhero. Real heroes don't wear capes, fly around, and aren't on comic book covers. They're the ones who are making the system and prolonging that inevitable moment when the system may fail and we all fall.
All right, man.
Yeah. I mean that. I couldn't possibly mean that more.
Okay.
Be a true hero. A real one.
Okay.
Move the mountains. God, see. I'm repeating myself again. Hey, ain't all bad. I mean, everything I'm saying is true. Just got to distinguish each show. That's all. That's all. No big problem here and there and all.
So it's bad for it because you got to endure what you're saying. People repeat stuff all the time. But when people get so caught up in trying to be micromanaged and say things perfect, guess what? They find there's no perfect. Make improvement.
Yes. Perfection doesn't truly exist.
To be perfect is like, you know the problems you got in life trying to be perfect? You got to recognize enjoying it. Enjoying your time. You know? Figuring out how, because life, you know, at a certain point you start evolving. Happens to something that starts evolving in you, you start turning, working, and exercising it. Start seeing things, and you start coming to understand. Happiness is something I can have permanently.
Indeed. Indeed. See, I'm doing all right on this show, aren't I? Just want to ask people out there, are you doing all right in the name of the human nature? In the human nature, are you doing all right?
You talking to people like you're like some kind of therapist. See, one of the things what makes people feel really weird is how people micromanage happiness. When people are mentally ill, deal with people that really, really clinically ill, and they got a job to manage people that's ill, man, you should just, it's like, why people always tend so often, not all the time, but so many times, people that work crazy than people that supposed to be crazy. Why is that? Why a person that's crazy can't have a regular person that's uncomfortable? Why the person can't be just very transparent for the person crazy? Like, oh, you know what? I'm tired of being crazy. This is boring. I want to be normal. Like, that's really what it is. Like, a crazy person that work at a job to make the person just like, I submit, I don't want to be this kind of crazy. This is boring. You see people at some of these jobs that supposed to have credentials to help people, and they're more worse than the people that they're helping.
Yeah.
Come on now.
You're right.
But you for some reason, you want to be disabled and stay in the middle of the traffic, giving people this kind of slow in the traffic.
I don't want to be disabled. I want the guy who overcame his disability. I want to be the kind of person who... Wait, what'd you say?
I'm going to show waste your happiness. Enjoy it. Don't come in here and try to spill happiness. Enjoy it. This isn't the place to sit here and try to get people to build up your happiness. Your happiness needs to be, you know, released in a happy, natural place, you know, where you can, you know, manage your happiness. Not come on here and say, everyone who's listening, no, man, come on. Stay. Come on, man. Take the time to be happy. Take the time to enjoy it. Come up here like you working hard. What the hell are you doing? You ain't doing nothing. This show is about you being happy. Hey, everybody. This show about him being happy. He's taking more time to try to manage people's, you know. Come on, man. Take the time to invest in happiness.
Yes.
I'm going, everybody. I got to go do something. You know what I'm going to go do? Take care of some others. Lay down. Take some rest.
All right, so let me take the reins. Let me bring it home. Look at the pyramids. Now, a lot of people throughout history wondering,
the
how
pyramids.
Is it possible the pyramids were built?
Oh, the pyramids.
Go ahead.
Yeah, a lot of people basically wonder, how is this a possibility? We don't have the technology to move big blocks like that today, these big, heavy stones. It was believed it took a lot of time, they got to get their hands dirty. And
hey,
they built this sort of.
If I wrote this show and I didn't know who he was, guess what I would do? I wouldn't listen to you no more. I was saying the pyramids. What is he talking about? Why are we talking about the pyramids right now?
I'm talking about people can basically build a pyramid in their life that they can personally overcome, that they can basically build their monument.
Yeah.
See, everybody's got to join in, get involved.
Understand, yeah. Talking to people is not something they just say, hey, hi, yes. It sounds weird, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Come on now, when you're talking to people, take it the time to enjoy it. Take words that you want to hear, not saying some weird old conversation words, just to say you said something. And you wonder why people are not enjoying your conversation. You're saying things like you're doing a science project. Are you in a history course class?
It is a science project. It's a project of personal social science. Everybody gets in there. They get together.
Everybody
don't something.
Get in there.
It can be done.
It can be done, but everyone's not in there and thinking like you're thinking, sir. Got it? You don't got it yet. Come on. If everyone thought like this, then everyone would have these answers already, and that would be so common. Everybody, this comedian are getting okay. Good night.
Telling each and every one of you, everyone out there who might be listening to this, let me tell you something. The future is right in front of you. So many are afraid of it, but it's about making history, making something of involvement. Go for it. Ambitiously. Reach for something. Reach for some absolute greatness. It can be done. You have the tools of the task. What do you lack? Structure? Game plan? That can be gotten as well. Everybody wants a bigger piece of the pie and should. The truth is, prepare yourself for that. Prepare yourself. No, it can happen. It can basically be done. You just need to reach out for it. It was basically...
Stop telling us this bad stuff. It's not obituary. It's not death. Wake up.
Yeah, I'm saying it's not death. Oh, you weren't yelling at me. You're disagreeing.
Hang up, everybody. If you're listening, hang up to this. This is boring.
Yeah. You've been listening to Seeing the Change for the Past, Being the Change for the Future. Good night.